You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, Canada's most listened to spiritual talkback program.
Well, folks, joining us at this particular point in time is our celebrity judge for So You Think God Wants You to Sing, our final one. And it's this man, Mr. Tal Bachman. Have a listen to this song. You know it. Everybody does. It was one of his greatest hits ever. And we'll join Tal in a couple of minutes. Have a listen. And nothing's going to happen. Well, Tal was a guest of ours. Oh, man, I can't remember. How long ago was it? A couple of months? Three months?
I think it was before the summer.
Really, really appreciate this guy. He is an excellent communicator, unlike myself today, especially near the end of the show. I start to drool. And he's also, this is the thing I think I like about Tal the most. He is an avid rugby fan. As a matter of fact, he's such a rugby fan, he's actually at a rugby match as we speak. Is that not true, Mr. Bachman?
That's true.
What, is it a final, a grand final or something? What are you at?
It's the first division team of my rugby club playing in a playoff match against the famous James Bay rugby team.
Okay, but this is your team?
It's my club, but it's not my team.
Okay, how did your team do?
My team has not actually started up in earnest yet. It starts in January.
Oh.
So it's sort of staggered a little bit.
You must be playing rugby somewhere not in Ontario then if you're starting in January.
Well, yeah, I'm in Victoria.
Okay, just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah.
How are you, man?
I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing real good. Doing real good. I get a little punchy at the end of a show, though. So who knows what's going to happen.
How long you been on?
4 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, 4 hours, each and every Saturday here in the Drew
Marshall
Show.
That's huge for, like, the whole ADD thing you got.
Oh, you have no idea, man.
You're, like, snorting lines of Ritalin off the counter.
Very well said.
Amazing.
Very well said. I first found out about you really from Bill Maher's Religious. I thought I thought the bit you did on there, I wished it was longer because I could tell you had so much to say. So I said, you know what? I'd like him to say the rest of his story on my show. And man, I had a good interview with you. Do you remember when that was? You don't have a clue, do you?
I was in a hotel room. That's all I really remember. I mean, yeah, time has blurred for me over the past year. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a wild year for you. Listen, did you get a chance to listen to our top 12 finalists?
I certainly did.
All right. Shall we begin?
Yeah, how do you want to do this?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Tell me who's in fifth.
In fifth place, we have Sarah Guevara.
Wow. Sarah seems to have made it on that list a number of times. Why did you pick her? Did you make any mental notes about her?
Yeah, I mean, you know, solid performance, good pitch. You know, good singer, lots of promise.
Nice. Good pitch, lots of promise.
Yeah.
Who's in fourth place, Tal Bachman?
I put down Marshall Burnham in fourth place.
Hmm. Now, it's interesting because Marshall was up there in first and second for a lot of people, and you put him in fourth. Why is that?
Well, you're kind of putting me on the spot, and I wouldn't want to embarrass Marshall. Boy, I don't know how to... I guess I need to sort of Simon Cowellize myself.
Yes,
or something.
Please. Yeah.
Well, I thought that Marshall had, you know, again, really good pitch, really good phrasing. I guess I didn't hear the certain sort of uniqueness that I heard in my top choice.
Okay.
And that's something that maybe he could work on and little quirks or little eccentricities or something will sort of add a little bit of character and make you pop a little bit more. So I guess sort of what I'm trying to get at is, he sounded very good, but very good in the way that a lot of people are very good.
Got it. You're very clear on your explanation of that. I think the pop that you had in that song, She's So High, it was evident that you were a big Beatles fan because I swear I heard a British accent come through when you were singing that
really?
Song. Yeah.
Well, that was definitely not intentional, but all sorts of other things were intentional.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff on that track. I mean, a lot of crazy little, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to digress into that song.
No.
A lot of thought was put into putting that song together. And I mean, there's everything on there from a tin whistle to a toy piano to, you know, you can't, not all of them are super audible, but anyway.
I like doing that kind of stuff. As a matter of fact, I drive my son nuts. Well, actually, he's grown into it now, so we do it together. When we go on road trips, we'll listen to tunes, and we just pull them apart. We go, oh, you know what would go really well right there? What would be perfect right there,
yeah.
You know? That's what we do. We've never yet said a toy piano would fit perfectly right there, but...
Yeah, well, I was so excited when I showed up at Bob Rock's place in Maui, where he had a studio. He co-produced the record with me. And you know, I walked in, and he had a little J-Mar toy piano, like the Schroeder piano.
Yeah, yeah, I had one of those.
Yeah, the little wood one.
Yep.
And I'm like, you have a J-Mar? You know, and Bob was like... Well, what is that, a J-Mar? I'm like, yeah, that's a J-Mar. You got a J-Mar. That's like the top of the top, man. That's like the Steinway, the Bösendorfer of the toy piano realm. We got to put this everywhere.
Dude!
So I think mine was the first album that Bob had ever produced. Of course, he'd worked with Metallica and Aerosmith and a million kind of hard rock bands that featured toy piano on songs.
Very sweet. I'm very proud of you for that moment.
Yeah.
Who's in third place as far as Tal Bachman is concerned?
Okay, well, I put in third place Heidi, is it Felici?
We were trying to figure that out today. We're going to stay with Felici. It could be Felici, but Felici sounds more foreign. So.
Well, I mean, obviously it's an Italian surname, and I actually don't like it when second, third generation immigrants come and then they start pronouncing their last names all wrong. So I'm going to stick with Felici.
Okay, all right.
Even if she says Felici.
We just played her song here today. We highlighted it today as well as Marshall's. And Tim, you really liked Heidi as well, didn't you?
I just love the tone of her voice, and she had
some
really great pitch, and just she had a fairly unique sounding voice to me.
Okay, well, I just want to say something about Heidi. Well, I completely agree with you. Very nice voice, tons of potential, although she's really far along. The only thing that I would say is, like, I would love to hear her with more confidence, conviction, authority, more passion.
Huh.
Like that, you know, like, she's a very, very good singer. I just want a little bit more oomph. And I think if she had that, if she would sort of came on a little bit, I don't want to say strong, you know, more strongly, because that implies that, you know, I don't want to hear dynamics. I just mean, like, more confidence, more presence, then I think she's, like, A+.
Interesting. Very interesting. One thing I did pick out about Heidi, and I think I've said this on our show before, and I don't mean to pick on you, Heidi, I do really love your voice, but I found it distracting when you repetitively started off a line by, that's distracting. You know what I mean? As you're launching into a word, you do a sort of a pseudo Garth Brooks gargle voice thing.
It's an actual technique, though.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh. You are brutal, man. Wow.
I'm just saying. I'm ADD. I notice things that other people don't.
I've been hyper focusing on the breathing pattern. I've drawn them down, written them out in a pattern form.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And in second place.
Okay, so second place I put Curtis. Is it Legion?
Sure. We just call him Curtis. Yep.
Curtis. Yeah. Very good singer. Very solid. Very confident. I think all those things stand him in good stead.
But why didn't Curtis fare well in the votes online? Because where is Curtis online there? What's your name? Tim? Where is he?
He looks to be about 8th or 9th.
Yeah, 8th or 9th. So, I mean, that could simply mean Curtis hasn't been kind of bugging his peeps to vote.
Well, okay, that's a good question. I mean, when I evaluated these singers, I spent thousands and thousands of hours.
Thanks, Pinocchio.
No, when I listened to all these, I put in enough, you know, I did put in quite a bit of time.
backtrack.
Trying to be fair to, you know, trying to be fair and everything.
Yeah.
But, well, I will say, I mean, you asked me to evaluate them on their singing performances.
Yes.
Okay, so it's, you know, it is a little bit of a challenge to evaluate somebody purely on their voice when you have things like, you know, the quality of the microphone they're singing into is
right.
Going to sort of affect how their voice sounds, particularly to somebody who is not used to, like, goofing around in a professional recording studio, whether there's a guitar or a piano behind them, how good the song is. Like, you know, as far as I was concerned, how good the song was didn't really matter here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just trying to go on, like, pure singing performance. Plus, you never know, you know, how many people have sort of an online army that they've arranged.
True.
So
no,
I'm
very
not trying
true.
To take... I'm not trying to take anything away from anybody else, but I thought Curtis was a really good singer. Again, lots of promise. And
I know, I'm just thinking back to Curtis's, and I can't remember, but it sounded like he was singing into a Mattel mic.
Well, yeah. you know, you got to remember these guys, like, you know.
But it was one of the top of the line Mattel mics.
Yes,
well,
it was.
I'm presuming these guys, you know, didn't blow $10,000 on these demos, right?
No, not.
I mean, it sounded like, you know, it sounded like a couple of the people were like singing into little Walkman tape recorders. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Not Which, that there's but, anything wrong with that. But.
No, and by the way, I should mention that, like, you know, my 2, 3, and 4 slots are pretty close to each other.
Right.
I mean, I put Heidi third and Curtis second is, I mean, like, the differences between them in terms of vocal performance are pretty minute. And if Heidi had sort of given me a little bit more passion, like I said, I would have ranked her higher.
But really, nobody really cares about second to fifth. Let's talk about first place.
Well, my first place, and I have no idea, by the way, I should say for your listeners, no idea at all how any of the voting came out online or what anybody else said.
Okay.
So I just went like idiot, you know, hermetically sealed, you know, thing.
Nice.
Myself. I put Amy Savin as number one.
Nice.
I thought that she had, to me, she had this sort of soulful, passionate, womanly, Bonnie Raitt, a little bit of that husk, a lot of presence, a lot of confidence, great pitch. You know, nothing spectacular, like no Mariah Carey vocal acrobatics, but then great singing is not really about that.
No.
You know, it's not about, like, how many Chinese plates you can juggle. And it's, you know, it's not supposed to be a freak show necessarily, right? You know, I mean, it's supposed to, like, you know, did you make the song your own? Did you sell it? And so I thought she was the best.
Well, boy, I have appreciated your diatribes on each one of our top five contestants. Thank you very much for that. Fifth place, Sarah. Fourth place, Marshall. Third place, Heidi. And second place, Curtis. And, of course, first place, Amy Savin, which is a great name for a Christian artist, I thought. Mm-hmm. Savin. What's going on in your musical career these days, Mr. Tal Backman?
Well,
thanks for that.
By the way, I appreciated how in the intro you said one of my greatest hits instead of one of my greatest hit.
I would never, ever say such a thing.
Yeah.
You know, like the audience leapt to its foot. Yeah, I don't do that. I just don't do that. Seriously, hold on. Before you answer that question, I got to tell you, if you turn into one of these guys who are talented up the wazoo musically and decide to do bupkis with it and drop it for some, I don't know,
play rugby.
Yeah, I can play rugby or political philosophy garbage.
Yeah.
That will just drive me insane, Tal.
Well, you see, it's been a little bit difficult and because, you know, I don't know how to put this exactly, but, you know, the music biz, like, I thought it was dysfunctional 10 years ago, you know? Like, when I showed up at Columbia Records, which was really the best record company in the planet, even at the time, I thought, man, there's, like, aspects to this business model that are insane. I mean, it's, like, the only way you could think that these made any sense is if you were, like, on cocaine and, drinking all the time. And it doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't have anything to do. It's not anything like any other viable business model that I know of in the entire world of business, you know? I mean, like drug dealers have more viable business models than the record company business model. Well, you know, a little did I know how good we all had it. So
yeah.
There's sort of been this, like, fracturing and you know, it's not clear to me kind of, it's not even really clear to me kind of like, and I don't think it's clear to anybody how you make it anymore. And I've sent, like, you know, I've sent a lot of stuff around and, you know, I haven't really been able, it sounds terrible, but, you know, I think I'm due for some good luck, I'll put it that way. Maybe I'm due for more than good luck. Maybe I'm due for a divine miracle.
Oh, come on now. Surely you jest. No?
Well, I think I might be due.
Listen, Tim, I got to tell you, Tal was telling me about a story, because I said that Jennifer Page was one of our other celebrity judges.
Oh, yes.
And he said, yeah, I think I worked with Jennifer Page a little while ago. We had her come in and sing a song that you were pitching to who again, was it?
I wrote a song with Dan Hill for Celine Dion.
Oh, wow.
Years ago.
You see?
And Jennifer hadn't had any success yet, and she was the girl who came in and sang the demo for Celine.
Wow.
That is, eventually Kevin Bacon's going to work into this story somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
I know he
I wonder if Jennifer would even remember that.
Well, I'll ask her. I'll ask her tomorrow. I'll ask her.
Yeah.
Tal, listen, I always appreciate chatting with you. It's only been twice that we've done it on air, but our off-air conversations have always been quite pleasant. And one of these days, we need to get you back on and talk about something serious.
Yeah, this Muslim thing in Texas.
I think, okay,
That's serious.
Let's do that.
Why are you laughing?
Oh, jeez.
It's like I cracked the guy up.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Tal, thank you very, very much for your time and for being our final celebrity judge on So You Think God Wants You to Sing. I know your time is valuable and precious, and we appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for having me.
All right, Tal, we'll talk soon.
Okay, see ya.
Bye. Tal Backman on the Drew Marshall Show. Well, we're done, as usual, over time and cutting into Christian Bounce, but that's the way it goes. Those guys are pretty amazing people. And what we're going to do here is go out on a little song that Tim is just sitting there struggling, trying to figure. Okay, pushing the same button doesn't change things.
It's the only button I can push to make
man.
It go.
I am so out of here. I checked out about 45 minutes ago, in case you couldn't tell. All right, we're done, folks. Next week on the Drew Marshall Show, it's our grand finale for So You Think God Wants You to Sing. We have a secret celebrity judge we will not reveal until the showtime. Our top three finalists will be invited into the studio next week to perform live. You want to go to drewmarshall.ca, click on So You Think God Wants You to Sing, and vote for whoever you think should be the winner of this great and fabulous contest until November 30th, which, by the way,
is your birthday.
Thanks for bringing that up, Tim.
Happy birthday, Drew.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Although I came to the studio and there were no gifts. It's the first year it's ever happened.
Really?
Yeah.
You've
always
had gifts before?
Always. Every year. Gifts.
Well, I've
yeah.
Even little gifts all over the studio.
Yeah, thanks for that. Folks, if you are new to our beautiful country, please stay out of the left lane. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Like what you've heard? Listen again online at drewmarshall.ca.